an outdoor recreation facility that has provided students with unique outdoor learning experiences in a beautiful natural setting, for more than 30 years on the Vancouver Island coastline will no longer be doing so. Citing financial risk, Comox Valley Schools has decided to not pursue reopening the Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Center on Hornby Island. The decision comes after an extensive collaborative review process with partners in the neighboring Qualicum School District, as well as BC Parks. This decision was made with careful consideration of the district's strategic priorities, financial resources, and staffing capacity, a release from the district says. Tribune Bay has deep cultural and historical significance, dating back thousands of years. It is located within the traditional territories of Comox First Nation. Comox Valley Schools has operated at the site, in partnership with the Qualicum School District, in 1985. The board recognizes and deeply values the special place that Tribune Bay holds in the lives of our students, staff, and community, it continues. The center has long provided cherished outdoor learning opportunities and meaningful experiences for generations. The infrastructure at the site was cause for concern, the release explains. It says that extensive upgrades would be required to make it safe, accessible and up to modern standards. That, combined with Qualicum School District's decision to not renew its permit with BC Parks, helped with the decision. The review indicated too much financial risk for the district to reopen the center. Tribune Bay holds a special place in the hearts of our students, staff, and the broader community, said Michelle Waite, chairperson of the Comox Valley Schools Board of Education. However, given the significant financial investments and staffing resources required to make the center operational again, it became clear that continuing with the permit process would not be in the district's best interest. Our primary responsibility is to support the well-being and learning needs of all students across Comox Valley Schools. Comox Valley Schools supports BC Parks and the Ministry of Water, Land, and Resource Stewardship in seeking a new permit operator for the center, hoping that future plans will bring new opportunities for Tribune Bay while preserving its legacy, the release says. The board thanked longtime caretaker Gord Campbell and his wife Allison for their years of work at the site. The Board of Education extends its deepest gratitude to longtime caretaker Gord Campbell and his wife, Allison, whose dedication to Tribune Bay has been invaluable. Their years of service, along with the support of countless volunteers and community donors, created lasting memories for students and brought community-based investments to the center's infrastructure and programs.